You're listening to the audio production of Where the Wind Leads by Vin Chung, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Josh Aaron.
A few years ago, a young dermatologic surgeon contacted me with something important to say. Over the phone that day, Vin Chung told me one of the most amazing stories I had ever heard. This story is so precious to me because, as the president of World Vision US, I work to change the lives, literally, of millions of children every day. But I rarely hear the rest of the story 30 years later. The story of Vin Chung is what I hope and pray for every vulnerable child. The story you are about to read is the one I was told. It is the thrilling account of Vin Chung and his family's harrowing journey from Vietnam to the South China Sea, to the Deep South in Arkansas, and eventually to the halls of Harvard. It is the story of a family who faced political persecution, who were forced to leave behind everything they had and take incredible risks to start a new life. Vin's family, miraculously, began their new life from scratch, relying on their resilience and determination, learning a new language, and starting new jobs. And then Vin and his brothers and sisters achieved far more than most families ever dream for their children. You'll also see that Vin and his family couldn't have made this journey alone. All along the way, good people and many good Christians intervened with a helping hand. In 1979, as the new communist regime in Vietnam consolidated its power, families fled by boat in search of a new home. Yet when the lives of hundreds of thousands of these boat people hung in the balance, most of the world decided to look away. Governments, politicians, and citizens wanted to forget the tragedy in the South China Sea. But World Vision's president, Stan Mooneyham, believed he must do something.